Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Yeah, it's one of those things, if you run into it today, turn around and don't look. Click past it. It's a shirtless Elon Musk.
I saw that.
Vacationing on a luxury yacht in the Greek island, Mykonos. So,
a lot of...
It's just so white and fleshy and fat and...
A lot of pale flesh there.
He's just standing in his bathing suit and shirtless. But it's just...
Cover that up.
Every time I hit a website here, it keeps popping up. I guess people are looking at the story. It's it's the top trending story in the New York Post right now. Shirtless Elon Musk.
Having $200 billion does not get you a good body.
All right, in 15 minutes, this is it. The final keyword for today here on KFI. You learn what it is and you enter it at KFIAM640.com and you have a chance at $1,000. One of the horrible things that happened in the last couple of weeks from the world of crime and homelessness around L.A. was the attack on an Olympian volleyball player by the name of Kim Glass. She made a video and displayed her injuries, telling her story of how she was attacked by a man with a metal pipe. That man has been identified as Simeon Tesfamarian.
What a name. Simeon Tesfamarian.
Tesfamarium. It's an M on the end. Tesfamarium.
You know what? My eyes can't decode that name.
I can't either. Clearly, it's of some he's a foreign origin.
He's a complete lunatic. He attacks women and whacks them with heavy metal objects.
That seems to be what he likes to do with his life, because we now have a prosecutor, a deputy DA, in Gascon's office, who went on Fox News today to tell about her being attacked by the same man while on a coffee break in August of 2020. Her name is Irene Lee. She said that he just came up behind me and he socked me. I felt like a car or a bike had hit me. I started stumbling forward and just crying. At the time, Tesfamarian had already attacked three women, two of them with a golf club and a hammer, as well as another where he'd gone after a young woman with a metal pipe and struck her numerous times. Yet there he is, back out on the streets. At the sentencing for her case, she said to the judge, "How many more women does this defendant have to hurt for this to matter? As a victim, when I spoke at the sentencing, I felt like I wasn't being heard," she told the judge. The judge was fully aware of this man's history even more privy to it than I am.
Well, I guess he didn't
Yet
get...
Yet there he was to attack Kim Glass not even 2 years later.
Yeah, so he... Wow, this is really amazing. Like, women are usually in a protected class. And he's hitting women of color of all varieties. And like, nobody... Now the criminal is at the top of the pyramid. The criminal is the most important member of society now for these woke law enforcement officials, including the judges. Isn't this fascinating? Like, there's no victim that speaks to the judge where the judge says, okay, enough of this. I mean, you're talking about a golf club, a hammer, a metal pipe.
Whatever his mental hellhole issues are, he likes to attack women with heavy objects. He was on probation when he was accused of attacking Glass. That happened on July 8th.
He's 52.
He's had numerous convictions for felony assault.
Do you know how many times I heard it's like, well, you know, we really got to let these guys out as they get older because the incidence of crime is very low. You know, they calm down. They mature. It's like, I don't know. Well, the accomplice in the 7-Eleven murder spree is 44. This guy's 52. They're not calming down. Maybe it's the drugs. It's the meth.
It was a 10-inch metal bolt that he hit Kim Glass with. He's had many assaults on his record. How do you not, as you like to say, put this guy away forever?
But Gascon admitted this out loud. He confirmed that Tess Femerium was on probation when he went after Glass and had convictions for felony assault and was free despite a troubling history of attacking apparently random people with dangerous weapons. So he actually admitted, yeah. Yeah, he's been let out after all these felonies. How many felonies does he get? I mean, the three strikes thing is a complete joke now?
Kim Glass put out a 6.5-minute video last week. Said he's violated probation, he's violated paroles, he's still out there doing the same thing. You guys didn't hear from his former victims. You guys haven't heard from other victims of the other attacks that have been happening, repeatedly happening in the city of L.A.
Nobody's interested in the victims in the media anymore.
They're not.
Isn't this fascinating? There's like a whole blackout shutdown on victims. There's a blackout. I mean, the L.A. Times gave very little play to the 7-Eleven killer.
Oh, of course.
And that was a real big-time murder spree and shooting spree.
Not much play to the victims of the 7-Eleven killer.
Right. No play. There's no heart-wrenching stories with lots of interviews to the families and the friends and the kids and the parents of the victims. No, nothing.
Glass says that some L.A. political leaders did reach out to her, but she didn't identify whom.
Well, why? She says,
I don't want this to happen to anybody else. And she says she's dedicating herself now to making sure something's done with people like her attacker. We got to keep dangerous felons behind bars. It's that simple. Gascon wants to do.
You know what I'm noticing, though, is the only way for people to realize how bad it is that this is constantly reported on the news, in the newspaper, every day in great detail with all the spinoffs and sidebars of the story. You know, you got to flood the zone with the coverage, and nobody even wants to give it the minimal coverage. So a lot of people aren't really going to get to the point where they're horrified, disgusted, upset, want change, because they don't know what's out there. The coverage is really fleeting.
Apparently, Gascon or his office is indicating that this man is probably not fit to stand trial, which is why he probably got off with very little punishment earlier, because they keep determining, well, you know, he's not mentally well. He can't be held that responsible for his actions.
They put him in the mental institution, because the result is these women are getting metal pipes in the head. Even if they get killed, it's not going to matter to this Gascon crowd. Even if they get killed.
No, prosecutors like this decided we can take this chance.
But the chance comes through. When you actually have a dead body or a severely injured person, it still doesn't matter to them. This is the way we're going to live. Some of us are going to be taken down and maybe taken out permanently. Wow. What a weird time this is.
Well, I'm looking at the L.A. County DA's office press release of July 12th on this attack on Kimberly Glass.
Wow. This is really, I feel like we're trapped in a cult. I really do. This is cult-like thinking that's permeated much of the justice system. It's completely irrational.
His first felony assault occurred in 2018, a second in 2019. He was initially sentenced to a probationary sentence and later received a state prison term, was on parole at the time of this offense, the one against Glass. But they don't even mention the woman that was attacked in 2020, right?
Stories are very incomplete and lack a lot of details. A guy like this, he's hitting high-profile women. And
a deputy DA and a volleyball player.
Right. Yeah. Okay, now there aren't that many high-profile people in the world. This guy is whacking so many people, he's hitting people who are very well-known, at least in their fields.
When we come back, wow, a couple of really high-end, huge robberies occurred. Jewelry, a lumberyard got ransacked. We'll talk about all this coming up.
John and Ken Show.
All right, well, we talked about Lancaster a little while ago with people ending up in the Mojave Desert that claim that they're being driven from Lancaster due to a crackdown on homeless encampments.
Lancaster's going to hell.
Lancaster had a stunning robbery. Millions of dollars in jewels were taken from an armored truck in Lancaster. This actually happened a week ago, but they're just letting the word out now. It was a Brinks truck, and it apparently had merchandise loaded on the truck. Basically, what they're doing is they're moving it from one sort of jewelry show to another. Mm. So it was a jewelry show that was hosted by the International Gem and Jewelry Show in San Mateo. This was the exhibit. It was going to an event at the Pasadena Convention Center. Between 25 and 30 bags were taken. 18 victims are reporting more than $100 million in losses. However, an official spokesperson for the security company, Brinks, says the value was probably less than $10 million. And we'll get to that discrepancy in a moment. But according to the information the customers provided to us before they shipped their items, the total value of the missing items is less than $10 million. We're working with law enforcement to reimburse them for the value of their assets. But there's some who believe that they underinsure the jewelry. That's kind of the nature of the business.
Because they can't afford to pay the full insurance.
They can't afford to insure it fully.
So the jewelry owners are saying this stuff is worth $100 million, but they only insured it for $10 million, and that's what Brinks is going by.
Yes, and I'm sure there'll have to be some sort of legal settlement there, because if
that's what the insurance will pay, then they're out of luck. And if you're losing...
You mean Brinks is out of luck because people want their money for their stolen jewelry.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but if the insurance covers the deal, you that takes Brinks off the hook.
Oh, if you're...
Yeah, I think...
So in other words, if you contract with them to transport your jewelry from one show to another, you're agreeing to whatever they have in insurance?
I've never done this, so I don't know for sure. But yeah, if there's theft insurance, then you've said, hey, that's what it's worth. Why is Brinks going to pay more than that?
No.
Legally. It's like, hey, you said it was worth $10 million. Now you're saying it's worth $100 million?
Yeah, they're claiming that these are just mom and pop operators going to these jewelry shows. I guess they sell them at the jewelry shows, and in order to get them from one location to another, they have them transported together in a Brinks truck.
I stay away from jewelry shows. That could get very expensive.
The International Gem and Jewelry Show hosts about 45 shows nationwide this year. We don't have a lot of details as to how they pulled this off. You would think there'd be pretty heavy security for an armored truck that has millions of dollars in jewels in it.
Yeah, but the security has to be awake and facing the right direction.
Yeah, all it says was it was being loaded onto the truck following an exhibit.
You can get ambushed. I mean, if you get ambushed and surprised, you're flat-footed. I mean, that's generally how they steal, is they create a situation where there's no chance to react. I'm sure the Brinks guards had weapons, but...
I mean, if they're on their way from San Mateo to Pasadena, what happened in Lancaster? Did they stop for a lunch break and...
Yeah, maybe.
Somebody showed up with guns knowing that they might stop there?
Yeah, it might have been.
Or did he just stop the truck in the street and tell them, give us your haul?
Probably were followed for quite a while.
Wow.
And you never know if there's an inside job. They had some information where they felt confident to storm the truck. I mean, I don't think there was a gang just sitting around smoking weed in Lancaster. It's like, hey, there's a Brinks truck.
Right.
Let's jump it.
There was another big robbery that occurred last week at 2 in the afternoon. This is on Tuesday, July 12th. The Malibu Lumberyard Shopping Center?
I've been there.
Why do they call it that?
I don't know. I notice in the photo, though, that the store has like a wood facing on the side.
Yeah, I see that.
Looks like it's made out of stacked up lumber.
It's a picture of two suspects running past the wall.
Could have been an architectural.
Carrying handfuls of merchandise. Everybody's wearing a hoodie.
Yeah, I like when you have these activists saying, you know, it's really...
I say ban hoodies.
It's wrong to judge people are wearing hoodies. It's like, yeah, that's great, except just this week you had the 7-Eleven killer was wearing a hoodie.
Yeah, well, a hoodie's nice on a cold evening when you're outside. It's nice to have a hoodie. But...
All the in Beverly Hills, all those thieves, jewelry thieves, were wearing hoodies. I remember there were six of them.
Right. Well, apparently they rushed past a store security guard and grabbed armloads of high-end designer handbags.
Yeah, that's the thing.
The store was called Maxfield.
Oh, that's not far from that other big shopping center in Malibu, because it says they ran across Cross Creek Road.
Oh, no, I don't know Malibu shopping. It's your territory.
Yeah, there's a big shopping center that I've gone to there, and I guess this must have been across the way.
And this is how they do it. They rush in as a group. They grab everything. They run out with their hoodies. So, you know, unless you're going to stand in front of them and block them with a gun, they just take off into waiting cars. Apparently, no license plates were noticed on the two separate cars that they ran off in.
It's so easy. They're not afraid of anything.
Now, $500,000. That must be some really high-end bags.
Yeah, well, go to Deborah there.
Oh,
she's.
I don't spend that much.
Designer handbags.
You've touched them though.
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's touched them.
These kind of handbags. How much they go for individually?
Well, it depends on the brand, but a designer handbag could range from $1,000 to. There's some that are $15,000-$20,000.
There you go.
Yeah.
You don't have one, Ken?
If two people. Well, it doesn't say. Oh, six.
Six, yeah.
Six suspects. They all grabbed armfuls of handbags worth thousands. I guess it could add up to $500,000. I don't know. How many can you grab at once as you run out of the store? Because you can't go back and grab more.
No, they. It looked like they were. I mean, look at the guy in the picture, or whoever that is in the picture. I mean, he's carrying a lot of bags on him there.
Yes, and the other one looks like they have a bag or something.
And they might have a bag of bags.
Yeah, you run in there with a big bag and just shove everything in there.
Yeah, because you're not. I watched the video, and you know the security guard huffs and puffs out a little late. I don't know if they'd had him subdued or what, but it was almost comical because you see these six hoodie people come running out full speed, and then here comes the security guard.
Well. They're there as a deterrence.
And then
if something
saw
actually happens, they don't want to take on anybody.
And I saw this blonde woman in the video at the very end run down the road in the direction of the thieves. And I'm thinking, no, I wouldn't do that. Don't go there. I don't know if she personally had stuff stolen or maybe she worked there or was the manager, but she's running. And I'm going, no, go back home.
All right, when we come back, fire... Barbara Ferrer is the L.A. County Public Health Director because we now have a couple of big doctors in L.A. County, an epidemiologist and a doctor who's in charge of the L.A. and Southern California, the L.A. County hospital system. He's a big official there, saying that there's too much hype over this round of COVID, too much media hype, and I guess Barbara Ferrer hype. We'll talk about it next.
John and Ken Show.
All right. Well, we had talked about this earlier, but it's important that you hear this story. If you heard it before, fine. If you haven't, boy, this is important. On Friday, the L.A. County Public Health Director, Dr. Barbara Ferrer, she's not a medical doctor,
no. But
she announced that we may be going back to indoor masking on July 29th. If, quote, the numbers don't improve. Now, the numbers have become sort of, as they always say, moving, you know, the goalposts. They constantly seem to change what they consider to be a crisis. Currently, they're using what they claim is some cockamamie formula for the CDC about community spread. That would be the number of cases exceeding a certain level in the county.
Except this version of COVID is a bad cold, is relatively mild. They're treating it as if it's the most deadly version imaginable. It is the least of all the strains. And you can prove that because the hospitalization and death rates are really, really low.
Well, I have today's press release. Public health reports 18,849 new positive cases, 29 deaths.
That's low.
That is low compared to where we were during the...
And
I'm looking at the daily death chart through Monday, and it's only at 4. 4, 6, 19, 16, and 14, again, 15, and 14.
This is out of 10 million people. And the deaths so far...
Oh, this was Saturday, Sunday, and Monday was 29 combined deaths. That's why I was looking at the chart differently.
Okay, so it's extremely low. God, I can't believe we have to keep going through this. The deaths are in the same categories. It's the elderly and the unvaccinated who have a ton of health problems or didn't take or you abuse their bodies. They ate too much. And they're overweight and they got diabetes and blah blah blah. So it's not picking off people who
are. Here's what you have to understand. Barbara Ferrer is a social worker. That's her training. These are the most progressive of the progressives. She thinks that this is her opportunity to right the wrongs in parts of society that she thinks have been underserved and need more help.
All right, but the thing is, this is crazy, wacky cult stuff, okay? Because she's irritated that Hispanics are getting it at a higher rate. That's not equitable. You know,
not getting it at a high rate. They may be getting COVID, but they're not getting sick. The numbers prove it.
It's a low rate, but proportionally, it's inequality. It's not equity. And so she thinks everybody has to be punished now. Everybody has to be punished until we have an equal infection rate among all the ethnicities, all the races, all the whatever.
But
this happened when we were masking.
We did this with the masks, and we still had these jumps in the numbers. That doesn't do anything.
The bottom line is she can't give up the power. I told you this. Newsom didn't release the emergency order, and she is not releasing her power.
If we let her do this, she'll do this forever.
Yes!
Because COVID's never going away.
I said that 2 years ago.
So every few months when we have another peak in cases, she's going to come out with her stupid Zoom press conference with her mask on and say we need to go back to stricter measures. Don't let her do this.
People don't understand human nature. How many countries around the world do we have dictators and kings and communists and socialist oppressor governments? We have lots of those. I mean, the biggest countries in the world, the most powerful countries in the world, are basically oppressive dictator countries. It is the default setting for human nature, this democracy era that we're going through. And it may just be an error here in America, is not the natural order of things. This is unusual.
So 5 days ago, and apparently a lot of the media didn't see this, got a pretty good story we found today in the California Globe by Katie Grimes. One of the top health officials in the county is a man who is the chief medical officer of LA County and University of Southern California Medical Center. He doesn't actually work for Barbara Ferrer's department. He's with something called Health Services. His name is Brad Spellberg. He held a news conference along with a top epidemiologist named Paul Holtom, who said, I don't know what's going on here, but we've had no real changes in the transmission levels of COVID-19. In fact, included with this was a chart, LA County COVID cases as of July 13th, 2022. And you can see the really big peak. Back in January, there was a pretty big peak. A year ago in January, but right now, the last several months,
it's flat right in the last two months. And so Spellberg says, our COVID situation, it's just the same. It has not changed. It's plateaued. It has not gone down. And there are thousands of people getting COVID, but it is mild, and they go home.
He said of the patients who were admitted to the hospital, 90% of the time it is not due to COVID. Only 10% of our COVID positive admissions are due to COVID. So this tells you to beware that stat again, where they like to tell you hospitalizations, because they stick people that just tested positive for COVID but really aren't in there for any COVID-related problems.
Now, listen to this from Dr. Spellberg. None of them go to the ICU. And when they do, it is not for pneumonia. They are not intubated. We have not had one of those since February. They have not had a pure COVID patient needing the ICU to get intubated since February. That is 5 months ago. 5 months in Los Angeles at the USC Medical Center.
He said a lot of people have really bad colds is what we're seeing. It is just not the same pandemic that it was, despite all the media hype to the contrary. I mean, a lot of people have bad colds is what we're seeing.
Then epidemiologist Dr. Paul Holtom chimed in that many people are testing at home and not reporting, so no one has any idea how many are actually testing positive. And then Holtom went on to say is, we're just seeing nobody with severe COVID symptoms. As of this morning, we have no one in the hospital who has pulmonary disease due to COVID. Nobody in the hospital. Nobody. Nobody who has COVID-19 disease as we would see in the past. So I guess it's hard to get a little more excited. He had three nobodies in there.
So, yes. So what Ferrer is doing is what we told you. She's trying to do some sort of social, political work. Using the guise of another escalation in COVID.
It's
which
stupid
is not
work.
Happening, it's, according to people who are medically trained.
It's stupid work. That's right. They have a billion more hours of experience than Barbara Ferrer, who I actually think is a nut. I really, really, truly believe she's an
activist nut.
She's a nut. And she's making some kind of point about race and ethnicity and all that woke horse crap. It's got nothing to do with who's getting infected. And now she wants everybody to cover their face. Everybody's supposed to cover their face indoors in LA County. Only county in America. Everyone's supposed to cover their face. And these doctors are saying there's nobody in the hospital seriously ill here.
Even nutty Alameda County up in the Bay Area is the only one in the last few months to impose a mask mandate. They withdrew it within days, realizing that they had made a mistake. Stupid. This woman has to be stopped. Now, the dopey board of supervisors that appoints her aren't going to be the ones to do it. But they're looking at her like, oh, this is our medical expert. She's not medical. She has no medical training.
No, she doesn't.
She's called a doctor because a PhD in social work.
She has access to the same statistics that the two doctors at USC have. In fact, I'm sure she knows about it.
Yeah.
All right, she's making a weird political progressive point that has nothing to do with the medical emergency. There is no medical emergency. There's a lot of people with a cold. There really is. God, everybody's addicted to this hysteria. This is a whole nother component now. Not only the hysteria, but the addiction to the hysteria. I think for some people,
if you look around in your real life, there's a lot of people that are not addicted to the hysteria. It's this small subset of the media and Barbara Ferrer.
Yeah.
You look at people, they're going about their lives. They're traveling. They're going back to having parties and socializing.
Oh, I understand.
And then this idiot's going to come along and say, oh, put your masks on again.
Yeah, but, you know, then it's all the underlings. It's all the people who run the stores and the restaurants. And you start going out and they're saying, put your mask on. Go to a museum, go to a theater. And we put your mask on. And it's funny, the people who do that always look like you think they would look. They do. Almost put your mask on. Whatever picture is in your head for that voice, yeah, that's what they look like. Seen them 100 times.
All right, we got more coming up.
Put your mask on.
Well, we go for a moment to the parallel universe, we hope, and it's strange to even say this, San Francisco, where they have a new DA because they recalled the former DA, Tessa Bowden. We have a woman that took over by the name of Brooke Jenkins, and she's already fired 15 people.
This is how you do it. This is how life changes.
Progressives are up in arms over this. because one of the people that she fired was a woman by the name of Arcelia Hurtado. She was a managing attorney. She was, get this, the DA's representative on the city's Innocence Commission.
The Innocence
Which investigates
Commission.
Potential wrongful convictions in the city.
Yeah, this was another Chesa Bodine.
And it's also, Gascon likes this. There's only two things these DAs like to do. Prosecute police officers and determine that everybody in prison has been wrongfully convicted. That's what they seek to do.
I love seeing these progressives bent over and squealing. This is so pleasurable. They are so upset. They are so hysterical and emotional. It is wonderful. It really is the greatest feeling. The louder they scream, the happier I get. Because I want them to be unhappy and miserable that their time is over. Even in San Francisco. And this is what we've been talking about for so long. You go out and just make a handful of changes when you vote. You know, they get three board members off the school board in San Francisco, gone. You get this DA, gone. And now the new one comes in and fires 15 woke prosecutors. So step by step, you get back to normal.
Now it gets a little thick and thorny here because this new DA was appointed by the San Francisco mayor, London Breed. Well, you know that this DA's office has something called a post-conviction review unit. This woman, Arcelia, was the head of that too. She just got fired. They're currently considering a petition by the mayor of San Francisco, London Breed, concerning her brother, Napoleon. This guy was convicted for carjacking and manslaughter. He was sentenced to 44 years in prison for involuntary manslaughter, armed robbery, and carjacking.
He's a very bad guy.
After he was arrested in the year 2000.
Yeah,
he wants to be resentenced. And apparently Breed, I think we did this story back then, she asked Jerry Brown to commute his sentence, and she got fined for doing that.
Right. Because you can't do that. It's obvious you can't do that.
No.
And she should wait until she's done being mayor.
Yeah.
I mean that's just basic conflict of interest, abusing your power for your own personal gain. That's completely wrong.
So the DA's office oversaw Brown's resentencing hearing. The next one is scheduled for August. See, that's a little tricky when you've been appointed by a woman who wants you to help get her brother out of prison.
I know, but you know what? The way the integrity works is people with personal connections have to recuse themselves. You know, she has to recuse herself, the new DA, because she was appointed by London Breed. So she's compromised. London Breed is compromised. They can't be a part of things. It's got to be people whose jobs do not depend on either Jenkins or Breed.
Well, it looks like most of the people she wiped out were of that progressive wing that she just decided were not in vogue right now with San Francisco's high crime problem.
And they're all screaming. It's like, oh, she was a black woman. How could she do this? It's like,
no, yeah, they
it shows
you
they're not really into this diversity and equity nonsense. They just want people who think like they do. They use all that race stuff and everything else as a distraction.
Oh, they scream about quotas and getting more people into positions, but then if they do and they're not, they don't agree with you politically. Oh, bad. Forget it.
It's the Clarence Thomas syndrome.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you want a diverse Supreme Court. No, what you really want is a group that votes your way. That's what you want. You don't care about diversity any more than anyone else does. All right, Conway's
hey
back
now.
Here. Finally showing up.
Hey now.
Look, the guy works.
You were missed.
I am back, baby. I sent John a text over the weekend because you and Ken both said about 6 months ago, and I remember this, that if any of these DAs get thrown out of the DA's office, that the whole crew is going with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that was exactly right in San Francisco.
That's right. First thing the new one did.
Right. All the ones that were woke and,
got to clean them out.
Very sympathetic to crime. They're all gone.
Stop arguing with
all
them.
All looking for another job.
Out.
All right. Two men charged in that deadly 7-Eleven crime spree. That was kind of a weird thing, right? On 7-Eleven to attack these 7-Elevens. I mean, who thinks like that? Right?
I don't know.
So now you worry 24 hours a day from going to AM, PM?
Yeah.
Wow, good one.
Don't give many ideas.
Thank you. Right. Yeah, that's right. There's a huge wave in Hawaii. A two-story condo remains, residents there were crazy. They were all outside having a nice wedding and, anniversary, whatever. And then, boom, get hit by this big wave. Big-ass wave.
Wow.
Yeah, it's dangerous out there, John, I'm telling you. Also, the dates for the 2028 Olympics and Paralympic Games have been announced. We'll tell you those. You'll need to know those tonight.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, 6 years.
Thanks for the 6-year warning. Make sure I'm out of town.
Yeah, right. I mean, look, kids that are 10 right now will be driving. Right. When this thing comes around. Right. So who cares?
And you had the traffic closures for that?
Yeah, right. Do you remember when 84, were you guys out here for 84?
No.
Said it was going to be the worst traffic in the world. There wasn't a guy on the freeway anywhere.
Everybody left town, I heard.
Yeah, for 2 weeks, you could literally drive from, Encino to downtown in 8 minutes. It was great. And then Huntington Beach closed to the public after a shark spotted. And it says here, in the ocean. It says right there, in the ocean.
That's where they belong.
Yeah, spotted. It says right there. You see it in the ocean.
In the ocean.
It
was walking on the boardwalk. Yeah.
The shark was spotted in the ocean. That's great.
Nice.
Breaking news.
Very descriptive.
He wasn't on the pier. Dong. All right, come on, Dig Dong with
Dong
you guys.
Is back.
Let's go.
It's exciting.
Right,
look who's here.
KFI.
Yeah.
Oh, Crozier's here too.
Crozier. Look at that. They're all back.
KFI, KOST, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.